Welcome, friends, to Simply Happy. I'm Connie, where practical tools and heartfelt insights help you simplify life and create the life you want. Simple pleasures don't cost much. Minimalism is the idea of removing what is not necessary, therefore making the simple exquisite. This minimal approach can be implemented in art, music, architecture, and lifestyle. Applying the same practice to my overall well-being improves my life. I live a happy, prosperous life without breaking the bank. I'm satisfied without cost and wealthy with only the minimum. I don't need money to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. A walk in nature is free. It doesn't cost money to smile and enjoy the day. And showing love and kindness costs me nothing yet rewards me tenfold. The man is rich whose pleasures are cheapest. If I could go back in time to simpler days, I would. Even as a little girl, I would pretend that I lived in a log cabin 200 years ago. The simplicity of a mundane life. And everything took time. Heating a home meant chopping wood. Cooking a meal would mean that I would have to grow a garden and even sewing clothes. I've always admired those who avoid the trappings of modern existence to live a simple life. Thoreau lived in the remote woods just to avoid modern society in 1845. In his book, Walden, he describes his joy in simplicity, such as watching the animals and the changing of seasons. I think that there is something within each of us that crave simpler times of the past. Even I tried my hand at off-grid living in the Appalachian Mountains to live simply and minimally. During those years, I received countless gifts and insight. It was also the cheapest financially I have ever lived. I developed a deeper connection with myself and Mother Earth, impacting my overall well-being and forced me to grow into a better person. My time living off-grid came to an end, but it instilled in me love and patience for simple living. It rewired my mind from continually grasping for things outside of myself for entertainment to finding joy in slowing down in simple pleasures. Traveling gives me the opportunity to experience all kinds of life. Yet, wherever I am in the world, I enjoy the simple pleasures. Exploring my surroundings, winding my way through the palms, taking in the huge palm leaves rustling in the wind. Enjoying the wildlife, whether it's a hermit crab venturing outside of its shell in search for food, or a stray pup that seems to accept me as a suitable human to pass time with. Evoking my inner Zen by slowly balancing rocks with the rhythmic sound of the waves crashing in the background is incredibly therapeutic and completely free. My biggest source of pleasure is time with my family. Because my grown children live around the world, I value each minute with them, no matter how simple. Visiting my son and his family in Costa Rica is pure bliss. Playing with my grandsons and sharing in their daily life is priceless. A smile is always on my face when I'm immersed in time with loved ones. Although cheap, simple pleasures do save money, wealth doesn't only equate to how much money one has. I don't have millions of dollars. And to many, I do not fit under the traditional definition of rich. However, I feel as if I'm the wealthiest woman alive. I'm wealthy in love, have an abundance of joy, and endless experiences because every day is a new adventure. Each day, I'm grateful for the small things that make life beautiful. Thank you so much for watching today. I really do appreciate all of your support. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you want to hear more from me, check out my website, ConnieReet.com, on YouTube and Instagram at ConnieReet. Your experience of this show means a lot to me. I invite you to please rate and review this episode. See you next time.